words. So, that's my problem. And finally, it's yours, I think. We'll see. My name is Bernhard Diepold, as you can read here. And I hope everybody can read it. If not, I have a problem and you have a problem because my presentation is visually based. Without it, possibilities, I couldn't tell you very much, just a bit, but it's better in that way. You may call me Bernhard, ou Bernard, s'il vous plaît. But if you write on the list, it would be really great for me if you remember the age. So my first take-home message in that place, I'm Bernhard with a flashing age. Visual identity is becoming more and more important, while OpenOffice.org is recognized as important by a broader audience in the future, in present now, and in the future much more. And I'd like to tell you what the OpenOffice.org art project is actually doing in preparation of OpenOffice.org 3, a work previously done by individuals or some employees for OpenOffice.org 1 and 2. And that's my second take-home message. The art project is significant. What I want to tell you is just a short abstract about what visual identity is in general. When I start questioning about our OpenOffice.org visual identity, is it comparable to commercial companies? And who are the people we want to attract? Looking back to the past, what are the graphical elements defining visual identity? They're called branding bugs. I don't really know why, but bug is a word used for many other things I don't understand either. And I want to show the work actually done at the art project with regard to OpenOffice.org 3. And finally, I'll have a more general look at the art project, its position in the community, and possible optimizations. Now, I'll ask you to help me. I give you a few seconds to find out which company is meant by the graphics I show you. What do you think? Oh, not bad. For everybody, recognizable. Next one. Easy, isn't it? And that one? Good. Better? Even better for all people that didn't know it. But why? Because you didn't know the entire logo, didn't you? Each of these logos consists of standard characters, but they use fonts different from the ones we are used nowadays. But did you know that Coca-Cola's typewriting was a generally used bookkeeper font at the end of the 18th century? That's quite the same with our font in the moment. In addition to the font, there has to be a certain shape and a coloring, creating together a unique, really unique symbolism. That's the point. Only by repeated presentation of the logo, everybody will recognize even small or some parts of the logo. And repeating a bad design doesn't work either. If it's a really bad design, this works. So the quality of design is crucial as well. It must be unique, because it should provide positive feelings. And that means artwork is significant. we have a visual identity, even if our program and community is going to become more and more attention in general, the broader public has never heard of OpenOffice.org. Mm. So they don't associate anything with our logo. People with general interest in computers and in information technology may know that there is an alternative to Microsoft Office. They probably remember the logo when they see it once or twice. Heavy computer users, even if they are not involved in OpenOffice.org, know a bit more about the program, even if they probably don't know exactly what it means. That's one episode with my with the leader of the computing department in my hospital. He confuses open source with OpenOffice.org every time, and I stop to explain it. There's no chance. But they recognize the logo, and perhaps additional bugs too. So let's find out what is our goal looking at these three different targets. What should be done? The first group is the main target for general marketing efforts. And there, OpenOffice.org works, because it contains everything we need. It's open, in the sense of free and open-minded. It's Office, comparable to Microsoft Office and other Office suites. And .org, associated with the internet. Everybody knows where to get it. These explanations work without specially designed logo. But we want the people to recognize OpenOffice.org later on. Therefore, it's not only necessary to design eye-catching posters and banners, they should be consistent with our style. The second group needs information about OpenOffice.org. And if we can attract their curiosity, we're about to win. If they recognize our logo in an uncommon situation, they'll remember it. And if they see it in the first time and understand the wording, they'll remember it too. At that point, we can introduce additional bugs, because they will recognize the next time, hopefully. People already knowing OpenOffice.org will recognize the logo and perhaps one or another bug. If we are able to keep their interest by additional informations, when they see logo or bugs, it's great. And if they start to explain them to other people, they are already part of the community. Oh. Oops, what's that? Doesn't move? Of course, it's the most important slide I have in my presentation, at least from marketing point of view. But I think you know the three target groups and want to go on with the branding bugs, don't you? My laptop seems not to be satisfied with what I said up to now. So, what was artwork is significant. Ah, that's what you all know. Without or with version designation, by the way, we have to create a new logo, OpenOffice.org2 without version designation, because OpenOffice.org 2.1 will start, and I don't think we have to create a new logo for every new version. But do you all know, and do you all use the official positioner? I hope you do. For people not knowing all the meaning of the positioner, I would like to have the time to tell you, but perhaps later on. additional bugs are consistent throughout the versions. They derive mainly from the splash screens. Oh no, that's the splash screens are this version specific bugs. The gulls are consistent. The only thing we had in OpenOffice 1.0 and kept until now, and I think we have to keep them for the next major versions, or we find a bug that's even better than them to change. But change, as we heard, is not really easy. And our color, the triple O blue. Version specific bugs, I think you know as well. The ones from the first OpenOffice org, the blue horizon. At first, there were just lines in different blue tones. Later on, D. Corbin found out that the logo wasn't the right font, and they changed it. But the artwork kept to the primary lines. And just to remember you, our own Verwalten on the internet sites, pages, kept these lines for quite a long time. I think just 6 months ago that we changed it. OpenOffice 1.1 showed waves. I don't know how they called by the one they created them. They've been broadly used, as well as the Xenos ones and the other that look like water waves. I put out some things like the business cards and the wallpaper, but I remember web pages still using it nowadays. For OpenOffice 2.0 and all the versions we use now, we have the blue to white gradient and the wire guards. Both are used in many artwork. I don't know why. Perhaps because I know it. I didn't know the artwork before, so I find lots of things. But in that case, the wire guards are problematic, at least in small items, because the line width is too small, and they will be reproduced with broader lines. The second thing is the mirrored S-curve from the icons. Now you may find it on book covers, websites, and other stuff, but Martin Brower was the first, as he used it for the buttons on our main homepage. Now you recognize it, don't you? But that's the point you are interested in, aren't you? What is to be done for OpenOffice 3? First point, logo update. Must or must not? The present logo is Frutiger, condensed, a 30-year-old commercial high-quality font. There are possible problems with additional artwork, like the positioner, because not everybody owns that font. In documentation, there are problems. The alternative, Bitstream Vera Sans, is free. We had to condense it to 78%, but its kerning is not really good. You see the distance between the single characters is relatively broad. The vertical lines are broader and the dots are not rounded. For the moment, I think we'll have to keep Frutiger and replace it as soon as possible with a Bitstream Vera based new font we are going to create in an issue, and everybody willing to join us may do so. There have been discussions on implementing more modern, shiny versions of the logo. If this is interesting for you, we'll have the time later on, I think, to talk about that. But let's go on. Updates of the actual consistent branding bugs. Necessary or not? Consistence bugs should only be modified in a way recognized by the visitor if there exists a really good reason for it. Minor modifications and optimizations are possible, and that's what I want to present here. If you use the guards as graphical elements in larger scale, the right wings of them look cloudish. With minor changes, they become more symmetrical. It doesn't change the visual impression. Did you see the difference when I showed you the slide before? Never. But now? It's not really crucial. But it's a point when you create artwork, you sit before your computer and think, I should change it. But you can't change it in between very different versions, but that will be a position to change it. If we change the logo, nobody will recognize it. Implementation of new branding bugs allows us to be much more creative. That should nevertheless be consistent to the general impression of OpenOffice.org in the past and be scalable even to small sizes. The Wireglass have been quite a negative example to that point. And these branding bugs have to be designed before the splash screen is created. So the artists have an advice what should be part of the splash screen, and even more important, or other marketing materials can be finished before the release. Except the CD art, this didn't work at all for OpenOffice 2. Just a few thoughts for such bugs. A movement coming from the mirrored S-curve and ending with the gull wings can be done with just a couple of lines. A similar movement is possible with the gulls too. Both parts can be combined and added to the logo. If you wonder how a splash screen could be created using these bugs, here's a possible combination. It's still work in progress. I know that some people like the rainbow part. It's in the component colors. Others don't. There are different impressions on the ripped open paper too. So there will be a vivid discussion. First reactions have been mainly positive. But all comments are welcome. Best place would be Art at Marketing or mailing list. Do we need new icons? I think yes. The actual icons are not very distinctive. Writer and math are nearly the same color. Impress and draw either. In small sizes especially, the component icons differ in the color only. The symbols are nearly unreadable. I don't think that you see it in this presentation, so I made it a bit larger. Another point is that on several platforms, special icon themes are used, and that Mac or KDE users like the Aqua or Crystal style. As they don't think our present icons fit to these styles, they created their own ones. In most parts, quite different from ours. For visual identity reasons, we'd like them to use our icons. But therefore, our icons should be adaptable to their styles with only minor modifications. We could provide them, I think, but shadings or what they need, could they add if they keep to our icons themselves. The icons should be different from any other application. Recognizable, English, as OpenOffice.org by the same or similar symbols to the previous version, and by containing one or more of our branding bugs. As important as the common OpenOffice.org impression is the necessity to differentiate between the components. The use of self-explanatory symbols and colors quite different from each other. And we must remember the problem with small icon sizes. To reach this goal, there's still some work to do. But I'd like to show you what we've already done. Component icons as globes or domes, document icons as combination of the component icons with a wavy sheet of paper. Main aim will be to have the component symbols as large as possible, so they will stay recognizable at smaller scales. We think about modifying the symbols because the table of calc is very often misinterpreted as a window. I don't think that is the final, but it's still some thoughts we think about. For the new chart module, there exists a symbol, even though the document type is not supported in the moment. But as the chart people don't see any difference too much, they think about establishing a full component with independent stable chart, independently usable chart documents, and then they need a document icon and a component icon too. Even if this will take place later on, we start discussion about the right color and symbol. As I told you already, small icons are especially problematic, so we have a very close look at them. We see that icons with a large symbol are more easily recognizable. Do you see that? Oh, better here? But we have to remember that they can be positioned on different backgrounds, so the amount of visible color is important as well. With regard to colors, we try to keep the main colors and modify them a bit to make them more distinct. For chart, we did try new colors, but the previous version used the dark olive green. We'll see what the next will have. I hope you got an impression of what we're working on in preparation of OpenOffice.org, but we don't really know by now how it will look like in the end. But in my eyes, this is even better, because you may join us at the art project and have your ideas and thoughts included in the final concepts. Subscribe to Art Marketing, join our discussions, and show us your ideas. You don't need to be an artist. A draft of your ideas could be taken over by somebody else, or you find out that you have more skills than you thought. The more contributors we have, the better the final artwork will be. And good artwork is important for OpenOffice.org. If anybody joins the art project, it will be visible that we do much more than preparing OpenOffice.org 3. We discuss vivid and friendly, decide with artwork, which artwork may call it official. We'll have to update our style guide for the criteria to be found for OpenOffice.org 3. Besides of that, we create a lot of artworks and present it. Unfortunately, up to now, not instantly updates design at our galleries as official, previous, or additional artworks in separate parts of the galleries. Artwork among the OpenOffice.org projects. In the moment, the art project project is a sub-project of the marketing project. And most of our work is related to marketing. But some of our activities are strongly connected to other projects. The Y web page John presented, we should work together with the website project. We did that, and we didn't get much response. The icons are part of UI, so we have to have contact with them. OEMs, OEM labels, and CD art is have to be worked with the distribution project, and for templates, flyers, and so on. The documentation project is the place to find them. But clip arts are done there. I don't think that we find, and I think we will have to find a way that this kind of artwork is seen by us too. And once and again, we find out about artwork being created by individuals or inside the native language projects. And normally, we would have needed a long time before to know that, because this artwork is necessary to the whole project, or done twice or three times. How could this be optimized? I don't really know. But in my eyes, the art project must be better known among the projects. At first, the responsible people there, but in principle, everybody creating a design for his own or in the need of any other artwork must know that there is an art project. So he can talk to us and we can talk to them. We must work together with website, UI, documentation, distribution, and all the native language projects. And I'm sure there's created some great artwork. Even if it is not translated to English, we can use it and redistribute it to other projects. That's one point we'll want to add to our galleries, native language artwork in the other sub part of the galleries. I don't know how long it would take, but it's an aim, and we're going to do it. My final question is, would it be reasonable to move the art project out of the position as a sub-project? I don't know, but we have to think about it. Of course, the art project is important. Thanks for your attention, and thanks to all the art project members, as there are a lot. You may ask questions if you have some. I wouldn't have been able to tell you anything without their contribution. Thanks. In time. No questions?
Yeah, all this talk about branding leads me to the questions of whether if it's desirable to protect these creations with trademark protection or not. And if so, how to create a system whereby the use of that trademark is going to be freely available for whosoever wishes to do so. And to be able to enforce the scheme, the colour scheme. You say that it's important for us to have branding. If we don't respect what we've done, then what is the point of doing it?
I think we have quite a problem being open source with an open license and try to keep our artwork protected.
Well, I'm a trademark attorney, so.
Yeah, the trademark the logo is a thing we should have and we're going to have. The additional bugs, I don't know if we have to trademark them too.
I detected some free consultancy there, I think.
I've already given lots in the past for other things linked to the project, but no, it's I think if you're really concerned about how important branding is to the product, then you've got to do, there's a minimum you've got to enforce.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter which open source product you look at. All of them have some form of trademark.
I know, yeah.
Okay, and we don't.
We don't, in the moment.
Well,
I think
AdWords, some part of OpenOffice org originally in the States and then abandoned it.
Yeah.
Oh, the name OpenOffice org was trademarked, but it was abandoned. It was withdrawn. They reinstated it. Okay.
At least for now.
But it hasn't been filed anywhere else.
In
Brazil, I heard, but that was for various other reasons. But there's no logo,
not yet.
Just the word.
Okay. We don't have a real style guide. We started the style guide for OpenOffice Org 2, and we decided it before COPPA, I think, last year. And we'll have to have a finished style guide for the release of OpenOffice Org 3. And how to protect these styles we define there is a thing we have to think about and we have to talk about among the community. But I don't know how we'll end with it. If we have a chance to tell people they are allowed to use it in the way we want them to, then everybody will find, I think. But we'll keep that in mind.
Well, you know, in Europe, we have such a thing as what we call a collective mark, which enables people to adhere to use of the mark, providing they respect the charter, a minimum set of rules.
Something like that.
That's at least that's available in Europe. It's available in some other areas as well, but it's probably worth looking into, I don't know. Is that not?
Other questions? Coffee time. Oh, yeah?
You mentioned the style guidelines. We actually have some branding guidelines very early on in the project.
No, the artwork guideline from OpenOffice.org.
Okay, you're referring to artwork.
Yeah. That's what we created last year.
Thank you.